Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's Friday. It's Goosey's Galore. Happy to have you here with us. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. In a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Marlins, they're back at it today, taking on the Washington Nationals. 7:10 is your first pitch tonight from Lone Depot Park. 6:30, Steven Strom will get you ready for all the action. Tomorrow, it's a 4:10 first pitch, and then Sunday, 1:40. That is your weekend slate in baseball down here. You got Miami Dolphins, little preseason action tomorrow as they are getting ready for the New York Giants. Who's going to play? Don't know. Brian Burns yesterday, their star pass rusher, he didn't like all the fighting.
Practice very well. They got some competitors over there. I did like the way they practiced. It was a good practice. We got a lot of good work in, but the fighting is unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, it's camp, and, you know, I ain't mad at a fight or nothing like that, but just don't let it get in the way to work. We got a lot of things to do and a lot of big things I want to do this year, so we can't let reps go to waste. You feel what I'm saying? So we got to make sure we keep the main thing the main thing.
All right. Brian Burns not happy with the fisticuffs and shenanigans. He referred to it as a dominant practice, and he disagreed with the fact that the Giants had 6 sacks. He says there were more. But, of course, we don't know because you can only touch the quarterback.
We have a guy who spent the last 2 years almost getting there. So are we supposed to assume that every other quarterback, when they get there, they make the sack?
Defenders always count it, yeah?
Yeah. So, and if we count those, then Chop got like 17, 18 sacks.
Aaron Brewer, this is what he had to say about the pass rush from the Giants.
I feel like that's like literally the smush we have to have in the game. Like, no disrespect to them. Like, they are some great pass rushers. They guys that they have over there. And so I expect them to win some, us to win some as well. But you know that, like, in the NFL game, you're not going to win every single rep. And so with Malik, like, some of the pressure he got, he was able to maneuver and get around move rep a little bit. And, like, that's what we know Malik is as an athlete, as a quarterback. He mobile, he can move. And so him being able to do that and keep his composure, that just shows what we need when the season come around. We've in the live bullets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a culture shock seeing a quarterback who can actually move this year.
Kind of sound like he's setting up excuses not to block.
Wow.
I'm just saying, when you say our quarterback can move.
Interesting.
Right?
I didn't see that one coming.
No, I know what he's saying. And this is the problem again. I'm going to say this over and over again. No matter how close you try to make these practices like the game, there's certain situations or circumstances that happen in a game that you just have to be ready for. One is a mobile quarterback. The other thing is we just assume when a guy comes up to tackle a running back, he gonna tackle him. But what happens in the beginning of the season? Nobody can tackle. So how are you gonna sit here and tell me that it's like game reps.
This is what Malik Willis had to say on the big day from the Giants defense. He said, it's just practice, baby.
Just trying to make sure I have an outlet ready to go, or I can try to take advantage of it in some aspects with protection pickups. But we weren't game planning those guys, so it's not like going into a real game. So we would have a few better options on some plays where we kind of were stuck, and it's just like unfortunate. But it's practice, and that's why you do stuff.
That's not what everybody writes, and I could say that you heard it from him. Like, you think if you have a guy who's getting dusted up on every play, that they're not going to have some kind of slide protection going towards him if it's a game plan? Or if you can't, are you going to have quicker passes or stuff like that? You're not going to drop back, you know, seven-step, five-step drop all the time?
And in a practice, right? Like, what's the difference for coaches? Because you want to evaluate that one-on-one of guys as opposed to making sure things operate smoothly.
It's a little bit of both. So here's what happens. You send them the script, and then they send you a script. And basically what you're trying to do is you're going very basic in what you do and how you – so it might be a basic cover two against this type of play, right? So there's no checks, there's no adjustments, there's no anything. Coach might say, hey, I want to see how my team reacts to this. Do this on this play. Just like – difference like that. It's very structured in that there's no checks, there's no nothing, right? So you're doing basically a whole lot of one-on-ones, right? You're doing a whole lot of just basic stuff that I got to tell you, from week to week, nothing's basic because you're game planning against a guy or a grouping of players all the time. So a lot of times the defense fares out a little bit better because you're not preparing for that, you know? So, and it's basically teachable moments and stuff like that. I get it, but then like Malik said, like he ain't never going to go into a huddle without an option, right? Mm-hmm. If you get this look, let's go to this. No, now you just go into there and you run plays. It's not game stuff.
Yesterday in baseball, the Marlins did not play. They'll be back at it tonight. They did not lose. But the Yankees, they beat the Orioles 6-1. I bring this up to bring us Michael Kay from the Yes broadcast last night.
But the Yankees, three runs in an inning. It's an offensive orgy. And this guy really needed it. Ramos goes the other way.
Ooh. Ramos goes the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't be said right after you talked about the Yankees having an orgy.
Hey, yo. Whatever way he wants to go is fine.
Again, I'm more than sure that's not what he meant. But damn.
Mm-hmm.
But the Yankees, three runs in an inning. It's an offensive orgy. And this guy really needed it. Ramos goes the other way.
It's the music.
Yeah. Did he need an orgy or the hitting?
The music makes it so much better.
Right, the music. Is that like that's his music when he goes up to bat or something?
No, I think that's just like them going to break.
Music.
He need a break.
Yeah. You think
somebody, who got to him?
You think David Cohn looks over and goes, offensive orgy? What are you talking about, dude? You horny?
But the Yankees, three runs in an inning. It's an offensive orgy. And this guy really needed it. Ramos goes the other way.
He really needed it.
Everybody's just sitting in the thing going, you know, back and forth.
I mean, that's gonna be a T-shirt somewhere in the Bronx. Like, there's gonna be somebody selling those to the Bleacher Creatures.
Oh, you know, they like, man. Soon as it said, there's a T-shirt.
Oh yeah. Great. So good.
Oh boy, some of the things.
Such a delight. I love it. Jennifer, don't worry about it. It's for the bit. It's worth it. Sometimes the bit is worth it.
Just like when Michael Kay says this.
But the Yankees, 3 runs in an inning. It's an offensive orgy. And this guy really needed it. Ramos goes the other way.
I feel bad that Ramos has been so backed up. Good for him, man. Needed it.
Oh, boy.
Whew. What a time to be alive. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Brittany has alerted me to something that is literally the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in sports. We'll tell you about that next.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. All right, so this is one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. And I the Hornets have released a behind-the-scenes video of the offseason. And, you know, obviously a big move for them. They got rid of LaMelo Ball. They got rid of Miles Bridges. They're going in a new direction, you know, with Con Knipl and Brandon Miller and seemingly Coby White, who was really good in that play-in game. He was hitting crazy shots. We, of course, remember LaMelo Ball nefariously tripping Bam Adebayo midair and sidelining him for the game. The Hornets have released a behind-the-scenes video.
Why?
Because, I don't know, because everything in sports needs to be a documentary now, I guess. And they have gifted Coby White a net from the play-in game. A play-in trophy. And listen, I know the Heat, they have been kings of play-inville 3 years running up until this point. But they didn't make the playoffs. They only won the first play-in game. And yet, their guy is there sitting there being like, you guys, held us to another level. Nope. You're still the Hornets level, right at the level the Hornets have always been, not in the playoffs. You're making memorabilia for that? In frames?
It's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen a sports team do.
That is insane work.
We had to decide whether there should be a big celebration of the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
Something that a team actually won.
Yes. The play-in. The play-in. That, I mean, like, look, I understand in Hornets accomplishments, it's pretty good for the Hornets.
No, it's not. They didn't even still, make the playoffs.
You get Stolen McRib's right. You got to have some self-respect. You have to. Or, and listen, even if you guys want to do that, nobody in the social media department decided when that went, hey, guys, we probably shouldn't leak that we're doing this. Just give it to Coby White on the DL. Something nice for his office. Okay? But to broadcast it and put it in there, what a play-in game. Didn't even get to the playoffs. Crazy.
Smeathan said, you can't talk. The Heat retired Michael Jordan's jersey.
Smeathan, look, I have taken them to task on that. You cannot say that I haven't. I hate that Michael Jordan's jersey's up there. It's embarrassing. The Heat have gone on to greener pastures. I get it. You got sometimes your trophy case has to start somewhere. But this is literally for winning a regular season game. It's crazy behavior. And they're like, you took us to another level. Another level? You guys put a hit on Bam Adebayo.
They didn't take you to another level. The actual NBA lessened the qualifications of postseason so that you could have a part of it.
This is, I mean, it's...
If there wasn't a play-in, you still would be where you always are.
Heat Keith says, the Hornets have never won a playoff series. This is their biggest accomplishment in franchise history.
To win no, a that, game?
Being up on the Heat 3-2 and losing to Dwayne Wade has to be theirs.
I mean, even Indiana, like, they didn't, like, they won a national championship. But I don't see these ridiculous celebrations over bowl wins.
No, I've seen some ridiculous rings over, like, conference championships. You know,
so,
like,
technically, so, let's we would get a ring for going to the Rose Bowl, right? But the ring was actually the Big Ten championship ring. Just the winner of the Big Ten championship goes to the Rose Bowl. So that's kind of how that goes. You see what I mean? So it kind of gets skewed a little bit that it seemed like we always got a ring to go to the Rose Bowl when the actual ring was for winning the Big Ten championship.
Well, like, does Manny Diaz, that Duke probably has an ACC championship
yes, ring. Yes, absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely. Barely had a winning record.
Do you think that Darian Mensah walks around campus? He goes, you guys ever see one of these?
Yes. Just to mess with everybody and make fun of himself. I was 7-5 and I have a ring.
That's insane.
That went to the championship game and you got nothing.
But still more worthy than a framed net from the play-in game.
It is more worthy. Yes. At least it's a conference championship.
At least you won a championship. It's kind of like, you know, the like when they do the tournaments at the end of the year for basketball.
Yep.
And the last couple of teams are barely over 500 and yep. they go on a run and win the championship. They deserve a ring. They won the championship. But, I mean, is that the equivalent to getting a ring for going to the NIT?
Yeah. It's the equivalent. Like, they give out rings when the Heat won the Summer League. Like, they all got rings, but I don't think they got them fitted. I think that 2K just gives them all 12 rings, and then, you know, they get like a little trophy. But at least you won something.
Right.
They won a game. They won a game.
Not even a series. It's a singular game that will not be remembered because you didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever going to remember
And guess what? I'm going to be clear. Until you brought it up, I forgot who the Heat lost to.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had only... So this went viral today because they put out a video of them trading LaMelo Ball. But this was part of the video was because they basically said, oh, Coby White's going to be our new point guard. And Coby, we want to commemorate what you did for us, taking us to another level. Losing to the Magic in the next.
He looked real enthusiastic about it too.
He's like, awesome. Thank you.
No, he looked happy about it. Like, he was, they were interviewing him about it, and he was just.
Well, he finally won a play-in game. I mean, usually Chicago loses play-in, so he was not used to winning a play-in game. So he also has gone to another level, but that's unbelievably pathetic. I am sorry, Charlotte Hornets, but you need to, I mean, man, the Hornets should be so much cooler. They should be so much cooler. They got cool ass uniforms. They had some cool ass players, but man, what is that?
No, man.
That's crazy, dude. They were super fun last year, too. Going to be less fun without LaMelo Ball, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, because this you don't have fun unless you got one guy just chucking up shots.
Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
But how close is he to being James Harden?
I don't know.
Because I would say this, James Harden was more efficient than he has ever been.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care about efficiency. He just throws it up.
And my thing is, he'll pull up like Steph Curry, except he don't shoot like Steph Curry.
No, dude. He. I mean, we see how he drives. He has no rules.
And and the thing is, he's got a following. He's big on social media.
Dude, he's huge.
Huge.
The kids love him. He has unbelievably popular shoes. But he's a wild card. You just never know what he's gonna do.
Right.
And listen. Sometimes he's got it going, and you're just like, oh, no. But
crazy, right?
But a lot of the times he does not, and you're just like, oh, yes.
Correct.
It's insane. But I Hornets, go tell your social media department to go take a couple weeks off for the summer, all right? Come back on media day, reset, refocus, because that should not have seen the light of day.
I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, and you celebrate how you want to celebrate, but damn.
Whew. Whew.
No, but this is an instance that deserves to be criticized, Leroy. Like, that's embarrassing.
I thought Spo yucked, you know, like when they won the play-in the year beforehand, when they got their heads lopped off by the Cavs, and he was a little bit like, oh, what a moment we had in that plane. But you know what? At least he's just talking about a moment. He's not making a trophy.
Right.
If he does have a trophy, don't tell anybody about it, Spo, if he has a playing trophy. But geez, Louise, that's crazy. All right.
I don't think they even give bonuses based on playing.
No, the stats don't even count.
No.
The stats don't even count. They're fake games.
Right.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll mix things up in the mix bag.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Back next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How does one feel about the Hornets playing trophy?
That's so embarrassing.
Secondhand embarrassment?
Yeah, I think so, but That's unexplainable to me. I truthfully, when I saw that and I was like, there's no way. Like, please, I'm trying to think. Someone in a corner.
You know what that's equivalent to?
For darkness.
When your little kid plays in a rec league in the summer.
Yep.
And then you go to the awards ceremony and the kid looks at you and say, we only won one game. Why do we have to go?
Yeah.
And everybody gets the same size trophy.
They're like, no, you like it, Carl.
Everybody gets the same size trophy.
Man, that's tough.
Right. No.
All right. Let's palate cleanse here.
Like to know who decided to give him that.
I think it was the coach.
And then forced him to post about it.
Right.
Let's get to the mixed bag here on a Friday. Leroy,
are you familiar with
Jerry Jones?
Yes.
I'm all in.
Just keep ruining his bits, man.
No, that one was actually good. That was a setup. I appreciate it.
Let him have his moment.
Come on. You think you do a show with somebody long enough, you know what the next line is.
I would tell you that too, but you clearly don't know how to not ruin bits.
This one was okay.
You just haven't been nice to me. It was something I did because you have not been nice to me lately.
What are you talking about?
I think it was not knowing her birthday.
That's true.
You didn't know either.
I don't know my own birthday?
No, he didn't.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, is it in March?
February? Yeah.
Oh, April?
Almost. Leroy thought 17? All of our birthdays were in January for some reason.
Listen, if you guys had a birthday
the middle of the year and December,
if you guys had the same birthday as one of my kids, I would remember it. That's why I remember Leroy's. He doesn't know my birthday either.
I appreciate the chat. They know.
Anyway, you familiar with Jerry Jones?
Yes, I am.
There was a brouhaha between the Cowboys and the Saints. They were fined $500,000 a piece. Here's what Jerry Jones had to say.
Game is physical, and it's easy to get involved with aggressive temperaments. All of that makes it a real focal point of the league to stay within good sport. The taking of helmets off and swinging and hitting and that type of thing is not good for anybody, and it's certainly not what we want to represent to our fans and as a league or as a team. And so it's understandable how they're coming down with a real severe fines.
So they find players rather than teams?
Well, that's up to the team to find those players, and so we will find those players.
You could appeal the fine. Is that something you would consider?
Yes. Yes, we will appeal, and that's pretty harsh. I mean, pretty stiff. Not harsh, but stiff.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now.
Fantastic.
Let me tell you the most important part of this. You know why Jerry got all that money?
He didn't give away.
By not paying $500,000 fine. And he has already told you, we're going to appeal. But whatever we're going to get fined, we're going to turn around and find players. Now, when there's a melee, how do you determine who's responsible for what?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's crazy.
They're not game checks, right? So, like,
they don't even have game checks.
Jeez.
Like, you don't get a game check till you play a damn game. So, here's the kicker behind all of this. You know why there's fights, right?
It's hot.
Because they can't get penalized and cost them anything during a game. Like, ain't nobody going to fight like this during a game?
No.
Because they don't want to cause their team to get a 15-yard penalty. But in practice, who cares?
What happens if a guy gets a really bad fine, but he's like an end of the roster guy? Like, do you owe a bill?
What are you gonna find him? You can only find him what he's making.
I'm just asking.
If they make $3,000 or $4,000 a week, what you gonna find him?
Like,
find
let's
him $100,000. He just quit football.
Like, do you owe? Like, I guess I owe the Cowboys. I gotta stick around.
I don't know, but no, because you can only get fined a percentage of what you make. So him saying he's going to go try to get $500,000 from players is crazy, because whatever they make in these 6 or 7 weeks of camp is all they can get fined for. You can't find somebody more than they make.
Joe Burrow.
And it's the young guys that are fighting more than anything. The old guys don't want to fight.
Joe Burrow. He's tired. He's tired of waiting. Here's Joe Burrow.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. Your life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
If I may, you're asking a group of men who have not protected you since you got into the league to now all of a sudden be great. Like, sometimes it is what it is. I don't know. It sounded like he's following the footsteps of Aaron Rodgers, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
he's rambling. I'm manifesting.
Yeah, shut up, dude. You know what? How about you manifest? How about your slow-ass feet don't get tackled all the time? How about that? Dude's got molasses shoes.
Against manifesting?
Yeah, I do, actually. You want to know something? Manifest some wins. I'm tired of his nonsense. Dude,
that's what he's saying. He's trying to manifest some wins.
I'm telling you, this guy is ridiculous. The things he gets away with saying and that other quarterbacks don't is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, he just gets away scot-free willy-nilly.
I mean, they put him like I don't know what it is about Joe Burrow, but that dude's gotten a lot of passes on a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. Like, it's almost like he can do no wrong.
Oh, so sorry, Joe Burrow. Oh, sorry, Joe. You only have the greatest wide receiver tandem in the league for 5 years. Oh, poor baby. Guy acts like he's sitting out there with the Bad News Bears. Yeah, maybe if your ass had a little pocket awareness, you wouldn't get swallowed up every season.
It's hard to
sick
have.
Sick of this guy, man.
It's hard to have pocket awareness when your offensive line is that bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's the only guy in the history of football with a bad offensive line.
I'm not saying
tell it
that.
To the, you know what Patrick Mahomes did with a bad offensive line? He got to the Super Bowl. He was getting killed. Still made it.
I mean, and guess what? Joe Burrow is above Patrick Mahomes, isn't he?
In what?
In the rankings.
No. They're not that crazy. Not yet.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Not that crazy. No, nobody can do that. I'm not allowing that. I won't allow that. Whoever made those rankings are banned from rankings. They're going to get a play-in net as celebration.
Right.
Ridiculous. Oh, I'm trying to manifest it. Shut up.
I just don't understand why you hate him so much.
Because nobody does.
You want to tell you
so
why?
There's so many worse.
Here's Tobin.
He says how he has no haters, so he wants but to be the does first have hater haters. To start the trend.
Really? Name them. I dare you to name me one Joe Burrow hater in the national media.
National media? I just feel like people also just don't really talk about him that much.
Exactly. He just gets to skate by, Brittany. That's the thing that drives me nuts about him. And every time he's brought up, it's like, oh, he's like a charity case, like Tiny Tim. He's a grown-ass man, number one overall pick, makes a gazillion dollars. Nobody else. Josh Allen, he has to face the wrath. Lamar Jackson, he has to face the wrath. Any other quarterback, Jalen Hurts, he's won Super Bowls, has to face the wrath. And this Joe Burrow, I'm going to manifest it. Manifest?
We manifesting.
Yeah. Ben Johnson's manifesting. He's trying to get Caleb Williams' completion percentage better.
Trending upward, and that's really what we want to see is it continue to get better. He's taken a lot of pride in where he's putting the ball throughout practice. You see it early on in our warm-up periods to routes on air, and it's translating over to the team periods as well. And yet he still hasn't lost that stinger of being aggressive and trying to push the limits a little bit. And so I think that's healthy, particularly in practice, just seeing how tight of windows we can fit these things into.
Listen, he may be inaccurate, but when it's fourth quarter time, dangerous. I mean, that guy's good at the comeback, Caleb Williams. He's got you right where he wants you. It's like, first three quarters, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Game time? Uh-oh. There he is, locking in. He doesn't talk about manifesting. He just goes out there and does it. He's already got more haters than Joe Burrow. He's been in the league for 2 seconds.
Joe Burrow is loved.
I know. I don't get it. I mean, what's he done?
Wait, and you give me a hard time by feeling that way about Aaron Rodgers.
I can even understand Aaron Rodgers. Like, he is super.
No, you can't. You get on me all the time.
No. What I get on you at is you denying you hate him.
I don't hate him. I hate his act. Like you say, do you hate Joe Burrow? No, you don't hate Joe Burrow.
I think I'm getting there.
You don't think he has the biggest hate campaign out on Joe Burrow ever?
I have the only hate campaign out there.
I don't have a hate campaign on Aaron Rodgers.
I wish that you had this kind of energy for Josh Allen, who is the media's darling.
No.
Yes, he is. And he's actually in our division, one of our division rivals, and you never have a smoke for him. You never do.
Because
why does Joe Burrow bother? He's not bothering you.
Is it because he has enough haters? Is that what's
going
on?
He does not have a lot of haters. You're kidding? Are you kidding? Josh Allen doesn't have haters?
Are you crazy?
No.
By the national media?
Wait.
People in football just fired their coach. Oh, bye.
You're telling me Josh Allen has more? You're telling me Joe Burrow has more haters than Josh Allen? No way, dude.
Yes.
This is such a classic move by the.
Because we're okay. Here's. What did you say?
Wait, go back. What did you say?
Classic move by this show.
Oh.
Brittany comes up with a take, and then they're all like, "Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? Josh Allen has no haters."
I'm too afraid because I'm not afraid to speak up. You can hate Josh Allen because we're the.
But you'll have more friends. I'm sitting here alone at the Joe Burrow hate party.
The sample is different because we live in South Florida where everyone hates Josh Allen because he plays for the Buffalo Bills. Okay? Right. So our sample size is skewed. We have a skewed perception of Josh Allen. But when you listen to the national media, all they do is boohoo and cry about how Josh Allen has no help and Josh Allen this and he's so talented. He's the most talented quarterback we've all ever seen. He's never done anything. He's never won anything. At least Joe Burrow made it to a freaking Super Bowl with a terrible offensive line. Awful offensive line.
But the best receivers ever.
What, he doesn't have time to throw the ball. Who cares who his receiver is?
You bully Josh Allen. I mean, everybody already has this take. You know.
I don't care. I will bully him. Good.
That's why what you're doing right now is exactly how Joe Burrow has gotten away with crimes for the last 5 years. Because everyone's focused on Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
I don't agree. Now the Lamar Jackson hate. I think is unwarranted. Go right ahead. He doesn't deserve all that hate. Neither does Jalen Hurts. But don't sit here and tell me that Joe Burrow is not more hated than Josh Allen, please.
He's definitely not more hated. Josh Allen is got way more haters than Joe Burrow. It's not even close.
No, not he doesn't.
It's not even close.
Are you kidding me?
He's so wrong.
It's skewed because we're down here.
Exactly my point.
But no. The love fest for Josh Allen has never wavered.
But Josh Allen does have bum receivers. Like, he does have to do everything by himself. You know? He does. And nobody can tackle him and hurt him because he's the size of a moose.
He's in a terrible division and can't win playoff games.
That's fair. He's got his own levels. But the thing is, nobody ever says when Josh Allen loses, they do blame him. When Joe Burrow loses, they're just like, "Oh, poor Joe Burrow, he can't get over the hump. Nobody's there to help him." That's the media.
No, I just want you to have. If you had the same level of smoke for Josh Allen that you do for Joe Burrow, I could respect your Joe Burrow take, but you don't.
But it's not the take. My take is not that Josh Allen doesn't deserve criticism. My take is that nobody criticizes Joe Burrow. Your take is ridiculous that Josh Allen has no critics when he obviously does.
He really doesn't. By Dolphin fans?
You're silly.
I'm not silly. Turn on the national media when they speak about him. When the people in the booth, hello, Tony Romo, it's a big joke.
Tony Romo doesn't count. He very clearly
also, now we're taking people off the list to fit your narrative. to fit your narrative?
He's got a big issue with Josh Allen. He loves Josh Allen very, very much, just like Chris Collinsworth loves Patrick Mahomes.
Well, listen, he can go see a bunch of his games now.
Also, I do feel like a bit of a loser, like going at Josh Allen. Like he literally owns a piece of the Dolphins. Like it's Mark Anthony, the Williams sisters, Fergie, Josh Allen. Like they all have a piece of the Dolphins. He never loses.
So your hatred
Dolphins.
Should run deep.
It's not about hatred, though. It's talking about fairness. And fairness is Joe Burrow has been getting away with things scot-free his entire career. I don't feel like Josh Allen has been getting away from things scot-free. I agree with you. He deserves hate. But I think he has the proper amount. I think the Dolphins have the right amount of energy. While this other guy, this thief, is skating by.
Would you feel that way? Would you feel differently if you were a Cleveland Browns fan?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't tell you how. Like,
see what he does?
What am I, a chameleon? What is this, Hypotheticalville?
No, because I'm saying, I'm like, how we feel about Josh Allen is because we're down here in Miami.
Sure.
You would probably feel the same way about Joe Burrow if you were in Cleveland.
Wouldn't your take be opposite? Because I'm apparently giving more smoke to Joe Burrow.
No. What I'm saying is you're not understanding how much smoke Josh Allen actually gets or doesn't get because you're in Miami.
I all I'm saying is I give the proper amount of smoke to Josh Allen and the proper amount of smoke to the smokeless Joe Burrow.
I give the proper amount of smoke where smoke is due.
No, you don't. You just give it to Aaron Rodgers. That's it. That's literally where all your smoke goes, to Aaron Rodgers.
He's done less with more than anybody. You can say what you want. Go look it up.
Still got more hardware than both those bums.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, like, any other quarterback, people would be complaining they only had one. Facts?
No, not facts.
It is.
He's got four MVPs in the Super Bowl. These guys don't have. These guys couldn't even come close to that.
They said the same thing about Peyton Manning. He only had one. And then he limped into the second one, and they go, now his career's complete.
Nobody really? Said that. Everybody knows Peyton Manning's one of the best all time. El Borre says, do you understand how bad the Bengals organization is? Yeah. Oh, enough already.
Pretty bad.
Oh, the poor Bengals. Oh, yeah, they've only had,
they're notoriously the worst organization in the NFL.
By reputation. And you want to know?
And have been to two Super Bowls. Since the Dolphins won the last
one. So then the Dolphins are worse than them. So then, like, they're obviously the organization's not that bad, which means we should stop feeling sorry for grown-ass man Joe Burrow. That's my entire point. Thank you for making it.
Not saying to
Josh Allen, Steve Kerr, J.J. Redick live rent-free in Tobin's mind.
Why are you making it Josh Allen? It's been Joe Burrow.
It's Joe Burrow. It's not Josh Allen. Believe me, he doesn't have the same smoke.
Josh Allen argument. Has done nothing but take the Dolphins to the woodshed his entire career.
Like, that's so impressive. We suck.
It is impressive.
We suck. And we've so sucked now you're, so my now, whole lifetime.
So now, now your line is Josh Allen, not that great because he can only beat us?
It's not that I don't think that he's not great. I just think that he is the media darling, and I just don't understand why you choose to have this stance on Joe Burrow when Josh Allen is right there. He's right there for you in your division.
You are feeling more effects of what Josh Allen does than Joe Burrow.
No.
What Joe Burrow does doesn't affect you.
It does affect me. He definitely gets more criticism than Joe Burrow does. And any description of the other kind is just incorrect.
No.
Could it be skewed because he's hurt all the time too?
Who?
So he's just not in the...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Right. That's another part of it, is Josh Allen's impenetrable. You can't hurt him. That is part of it. And everybody always blames the offensive line, even though he's got molasses feet. Nobody ever calls him porcelain.
I mean, because he's a moose. He's Gronk at quarterback.
No, you're talking about Josh Allen. I'm talking about Boudreau. Stop mixing up my takes. You don't even know what my take is now.
He keeps not right.
He keeps mixing it up.
He keeps messing it up.
Anyway.
You're helping his argument.
No, I'm not.
He is.
What is going on?
You don't even know what side of the take I'm on. You just want to disagree with me.
Yeah. Like,
Boo, you're wrong, Tobin. You're wrong.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.